杨浦区2022学年度第一学期高三模拟质量调研 1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and a question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Oh, look at this. It's a brochure for virtual tours of the museum.
That's so cool. We can take a virtual tour of the modern artwork exhibition that we skipped this morning.
Question. Where were the two speakers this morning?2. Can you help me, please? I can't get this printer to work. I try filling it with paper, but still nothing.
Well, I can see the problem from here. It's not plugged in.
Question. Why doesn't the printer work properly? 3. Why isn't Ben here in the office?
Ben made a narrow escape and left work just before the boss could give him more assignments to do.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
4. I still can't believe that I failed my driving test after days of practice.
The past is in the past. Just let it go.
Question. What does the woman mean?
5. So you've seen the show. Now I'd like to hear your opinions.
Well, I'm afraid the show is not good enough. The presenter comes across as a bit sort of big-headed and full of himself.
Question. What does the man think of the show? 6. Since this specialist doesn't have any openings for 8 weeks,Why not see another specialist for your back problem?
But she's the best in the business.
Question. What does the man mean? 7. It's 9 o'clock. How come the library is not open?
It's closed for repairs from the 25th of April until the 1st of July. But I heard the repair work wasn't going on very smoothly.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? 8. So, you think I should take this new job?
I've been listening to your complaint for over a year now. They pay you late, they force you to work extra hours. What do you have to lose?
Question. What does the man mean?9. It's Sunday. Give yourself a break.
I know. I feel like I should enjoy the weekend, but not doing anything makes me even more stressed out.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
10. Hey, I just signed up for an activity. Do you want to join me? I promise it's nothing too difficult.
I highly doubt it.Last time you said the same thing, and it turned out to be a marathon.
Question. What does the woman imply about the man?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation.The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Try not to think about your feet. Now observe yourself over the next few minutes.As you are unable to stop thinking about them. This phenomenon, known as the white bear problem, was first suggested back in 1863 by Russian novelist Fyodor Dostoevsky. In his essay, he challenged readers, "Try to pose yourself this task, not to think of a polar bear, and you will see that the annoying thing will come to mind every minute." Over a century and a half later, Harvard psychologist Daniel Wagner came across Dostoevsky's passage and was inspired to investigate the matter further. Wagner designed an experiment involving different groups of subjects who were asked to think of or not to think of a white bear. When the first group of people were asked not to think of a white bear, they ended up thinking of it more than once per minute on average. Next, the same group was asked to do the same exercise, but this time to think of white bears from the very beginning. It turned out that the participants in the first group thought of the bear far more often than the other groups who had been instructed to think of white bears on purpose. Wagner coined the term ironic rebound to describe the process whereby deliberate attempts to control thoughts make them more likely to come to the surface. Now listen again, please.
Try not to think about your feet. Now observe yourself over the next few minutes as you are unable to stop thinking about them. This phenomenon, known as the white bear problem, was first suggested back in 1863 by Russian novelist Fyodor Dostoevsky. In his essay, he challenged readers, "Try to pose yourself this task. Not to think of a polar bear, and you will see that the annoying thing will come to mind every minute." Over a century and a half later, Harvard psychologist Daniel Wagner came across Dostoevsky's passage and was inspired to investigate the matter further. Wagner designed an experiment involving different groups of subjects who were asked to think of or not to think of a white bear. When the first group of people were asked not to think of a white bear, they ended up thinking of it more than once per minute on average. Next, the same group was asked to do the same exercise, but this time to think of white bears from the very beginning. It turned out that the participants in the first group thought of the bear far more often than the other groups who had been instructed to think of white bears on purpose. Wagner coined the term ironic rebound to describe the process whereby deliberate attempts to control thoughts make them more likely to come to the surface. Questions 11. What did the Russian novelist ask the readers to do in his essay back in 1863?
Who thought of the white bear the most among different groups of subjects?
13. According to Wagner, what will happen if we attempt hard to control certain thoughts?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage. An arts venue called SWG3 in Glasgow, Scotland, has launched a system that uses the heat produced by dancing as a source of energy. The more energetically people dance, the more heat they create. Devices on the ceiling absorb heat from inside the club and transport it through pipes using a special type of liquid called a carrier fluid. The heat energy travels into 12 holes drilled into the ground to be stored 200 meters below. The heat energy can be stored in the rocks, like a thermal battery that stores energy as heat, until it is needed. Another system then moves the heat to areas that need warming. The project, which is called Body Heat, was officially launched on October the 6th, and it was tested during the climate conference in Glasgow in November 2021. At the event, World leaders discussed how to tackle climate change. The system stored the heat from visitors and used it to power lights and heating. Now, the owners of SWG3 say they will be able to switch off their gas boilers and use body heat to supply all their heating. This would add up to big savings in the amount of carbon dioxide they produce. The hope is that by 2025, SWG3 will not be releasing any carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Dr. John Gluas from Durham University praised the body heat project as a really good move. He said it could help with the energy crisis in the UK by producing more energy here instead of having to rely on buying energy from other countries. Besides, people are really making Glasgow greener while having a great time. Now listen again, please.
An arts venue called SWG3 in Glasgow, Scotland, has launched a system that uses the heat produced by dancing as a source of energy. The more energetically people dance, the more heat they create. Devices on the ceiling absorb heat from inside the club and transport it through pipes using a special type of liquid called a carrier fluid. The heat energy travels into 12 holes drilled into the ground to be stored 200 meters below. The heat energy can be stored in the rocks like a thermal battery that stores energy as heat until it is needed. Another system then moves the heat to areas that need warming. The project, which is called Body Heat, was officially launched on October the 6th. And it was tested during the climate conference in Glasgow in November 2021. At the event, world leaders discussed how to tackle climate change. The system stored heat from visitors and used it to power lights and heating. Now the owners of SWG3 say they will be able to switch off their gas boilers and use body heat to supply all their heating. This would add up to big savings in the amount of carbon dioxide they produce. The hope is that by 2025, SWG3 will not be releasing any carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Dr. John Gluas from Durham University praised the body heat project as a really good move. He said it could help with the energy crisis in the UK by producing more energy here, instead of having to rely on buying energy from other countries. Besides, people are really making Glasgow greener while having a great time. Questions 14. How is the heat transported through pipes to the rocks 200 meters below?
Which of the following is true about SWG3 in Glasgow, Scotland?
What does the speaker mainly talk about? 17-20 are based on the following conversation. This article says that the average time for replacing a smartphone is about 2 years.
And you're telling me this because?
Well, I've had mine about that long, so I'm thinking it is about time to get a new phone.
Why? Is something wrong with it? We got ours at the same time, remember? I don't feel the need to get a new one yet.
I think I'd be more productive for work if I updated my phone.
Really? How so?
It would make communication easier, and a new phone would be faster.
I know you are using your phone for work more, but are you sure you need a new one? Do the new ones really function better? Often a new model just means a new size, color, or some other small features.
I need a phone with an up-to-date operating system so that my productivity rate stays high. The new phone I'm looking at buying has very helpful new applications too.
Well, I guess if you need it for work.
What about you? Yours can't be as efficient as it used to be.
What are you talking about?
Well, isn't your battery dying faster than before? Aren't you running out of storage?
Well, my phone does die faster than it used to, but there's so much to learn when you get a new phone. It took me a long time to get used to the one I have now.
You still should think about it.
I don't use mine for work. I use it mainly to text or call people and take photos and play some games.
You also search online for things, don't you?
Well, yes, but new smartphones are expensive.
Let's look at it this way.A new smartphone offers better protection.
What are you talking about?
There's been a huge increase in people stealing data from phones. A new phone can keep all of our information safer because it has better security.
Let me think about it.
Now listen again, please. This article says that the average time for replacing a smartphone is about 2 years.
And you're telling me this because?
Well, I've had mine about that long, so I'm thinking it is about time to get a new phone.
Why? Is something wrong with it? We got ours at the same time, remember? I don't feel the need to get a new one yet.
I think I'd be more productive for work if I updated my phone.
Really? How so?
It would make communication easier, and a new phone would be faster.
I know you are using your phone for work more, but are you sure you need a new one? Do the new ones really function better? Often a new model just means a new size, color, or some other small features.
I need a phone with an up-to-date operating system so that my productivity rate stays high. The new phone I'm looking at buying has very helpful new applications too.
Well, I guess if you need it for work.
What about you?Yours can't be as efficient as it used to be.
What are you talking about?
Well, isn't your battery dying faster than before? Aren't you running out of storage?
Well, my phone does die faster than it used to, but there's so much to learn when you get a new phone. It took me a long time to get used to the one I have now.
You still should think about it.
I don't use mine for work. I use it mainly to text or call people and take photos and play some games.
You also search online for things, don't you?
Well, yes, but new smartphones are expensive.
Let's look at it this way. A new smartphone offers better protection.
What are you talking about?
There's been a huge increase in people stealing data from phones. A new phone can keep all of our information safer because it has better security.
Let me think about it. Questions. 17.What kind of new phones does the man intend to buy?
Why doesn't the woman want to get a new phone?
19. What can be learned about the two speakers?
20. What are the two speakers talking about? 听力部分到此结束。